Today's Shem Sechtahari is Daf Hey, and we will begin in Daf Hey on the Bays at the Mishnah, 2 lines from the bottom. Teaches us the Mishnah, Har Bezdin. A Bezdin made an erroneous psak that allows us, that suggested that we're allowed to violate something which is usur, which has in it a chiyuv karis. Vasakul hakul aruban apim, and most or all of Klal Yisrael followed that improper psak. The halacha is, that's where, as we began from the beginning of the Masechta, that's where the halacha is, the mvin par, we have to bring the par, we bring in such a situation, the par helam dover shatsibur. If the incorrect psak was by Avodas Kochavim, was regarding a question that affects Avodah Zarah, then the Torah says that in such a situation, Mavim Par Vesar, the Torah says that you have to bring 2 kabbanas, a par, and a par la'ola, and a sawyer for chattis. Divrei Rav Meir. That is the opinion of Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, the obligation of bringing this carbon is an obligation that is the responsibility of the Bezdin. Rav Yehuda says that if the incorrect psak was regarding other averis, not avodah zarah, so we bring shnei masa shvatim, each one of the shvatim, mevim shnei masa parim, each shevet has to bring a separate par. And this obligation is an obligation that is on Bezdin. This is what we've been discussing, is the parham devashatzibur. Im avodah kovim. Again, if the incorrect psak was regarding an aveira that involves avodah zarah, then the shvatim have to all bring mevim shnei asaparim, a shnei asasirim. Each shevet has to bring a separate par and a separate soir. Rav Shimon has a third opinion, shlosh asaparim, that we have to bring 13. What is the 13? One is 12 for the 12 shvatim, and an extra one that the Bezdin has to bring. And if the Aveira was regarding Avodah Zarah, then the number will be Shlosh Asra Parim, Shlosh Asra Seirim, Par V'Sarl Kol Shevet V'Shevet. Every Shevet has to bring a Par V'Sar, and the Bezdin has to bring Par V'Sarl Bezdin. And Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Lekach Toiv, explains what is the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. He says what happened here is that the Bezdin violated the Isser of Lefnei Evil Esite Michshal. They caused the Klal Yisrael to do something wrong. And the machlokes, if every Shevet is already bringing a carbon, does Bezdin also have to bring a carbon? Speaks to a fundamental issue in the understanding of the Aveira Lefnei Evil Esite Michshol. Do we understand the Aveira Lefnei Evil Esite Michshol as a independent Aveira, not part of the general Aveira that was violated? If we understand it as an independent Aveira, that's the opinion that we just learned of Rav Shimon, that besides that each Shevet has to bring a carbon because they violated the Aveira, Bezdin, who caused them to do this Aveira, has to also bring a kapara, for they violated the Issur of Lifnei Evil Esite Michshol. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lifnei Evil Esite Michshol is not to be viewed as a separate Aveira for which you bring a separate carbon. Lifnei Evil Esite Michshol is just part of the general Aveira that was violated. And if, like, even though Esite Michshol is just part of the general Aveira that was violated, once we're bringing a carbon because of, once each Shevet is bringing a carbon because they violated the Aveira, there is no separate obligation of Lifnei Evil Esite Michshol for the Bezdin. Says the Mishnah, Har Bezdin, a Bezdin again issued this incorrect psak, Vasa Shivishvatim. Most of Klal Yisrael violated based on this incorrect psak. Hayru Bezdin v'asu shivishvatim. A Reuben it doesn't have to have all the members of those seven shvatim, just most of the members of those seven shvatim, alpien, based on Bezin's psak, the halacha is, that will be again a situation of parhelm davish etzibur, and since it's a situation of parhelm davish etzibur, the halacha is that they have to bring that carbon. And if the aveir was by Avodah Zarah, then they would have to bring a pavasar divra meya. Rehudaimer shiva shvatim shechatim avirim shiva parim. These seven shvatim that did the actual aveir have to bring a parhelm davish etzibur for each shevet. And then, says Rehuda, v'shar shvatim shloichatu, and the other shvatim did not actually violate this aveira, mavin ayideim par, because they had to bring a carbon. They have to bring a carbon because of their other shvatim who did the aveira. Even those who did not actually do the aveira have to bring a carbon for those, because of those that do already have to bring a carbon. Rav Shimon Omer, Shmaina Parim Abavash Kacham, Shmaina Parim Shmaina Seirim, Pavasalach al Shevet Veshevet. Every Shevet that did the Avera has to bring a par, and if it was, and also the Bezdin has to bring the par. The question is, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to differentiate that Shiva, that when seven Shvatim, which according to Yehuda, they all have to bring a carbon, why didn't he just say that they all have to bring a carbon? Says the Sefer Pnei Shloima, that if this halacha, that the seven shvatim, he explains, are going to have to bring a carbon independently, no matter what. The other shvatim will not have to bring a carbon, well, no matter what, only if those seven shvatim represent Roiv of Klal Yisrael. But if they don't if they're not Roiv of Klal Yisrael, then only the actual Shvatim who did the Aveira will do so, not the other one. The interesting question also is that Rabbi Yehuda said it's din by Parhelm Dovash Atzibur. Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold by Parvasar of Avodah Zarah? Says the Meiri that the same halacha that we say by the Parhelm Dovish Tzibur is that if the seven Shvatim, given that we have the Pnei Shloimah's Vart, that has to be that they represent Roiv of Klal Yisrael, bring seven separate Parim, that's by regular Avera, and by other Averas they'll have to bring, by Avodah Zarah, those seven shvatim will bring the pavasar of Avodah Zarah, and that will cause that all the other shvatim will also have to bring the pavasar of Avodah Zarah, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it. Hayra bezdin shel echad min ha-shvatim. If the bezdin of one of those shvatim made an incorrect psak, v'asa oisa shevet al peyim, and there's a shevet that followed that incorrect psak, oisa shevet hu chayiv, that shevet has to bring the par. B'shakal shvatim p'turim, all the other shvatim don't have to. And as the Ramban explains, since, as the Torah says, shoyftiv et shoytrim, titin l'cha b'chol sharecha, so each shevet has to have its own bezdin, albeit that independent bezdin only has 23 members. So just like we're learning in our Masechta over and over, that when the Sanhedrin Gedolah makes an incorrect psak, it affects all of Klal Yisrael, the Bezdin of that Shevet, when it makes an incorrect psak, has to be held, that you bring the power of Helm Dovash Atzibur for that Shevet. And therefore, that Shevet is Chayiv, V'shak Kol Shvatim B'turim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chom's opinion is, Ein Chayovin, the whole din of power of Helm Dovash Atzibur, is only El Ahirois Bezdin HaGodol Bavad, only when it was issued by the Bezdin HaGodol. Shenemar is the pasuk when it speaks about the Alocha Parham Dovish Tzibur, that says, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu, V'loy Adas Oshishavit, that the Alocha only applies when it was issued by the Bezdin HaGodol. When it wasn't issued by the Bezdin HaGodol, then this halacha wouldn't apply. And presumably, therefore, halacha would be that they would bring a regular carbon chattis. Says the Meshech Chochman, explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He says that the halacha of parhelm dover shetzibur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Bezdin of the Shevet made a mistake, then they bring a parhelm dover shetzibur and not a separate carbon chattis. He says because a carbon chattis is only brought if the person did the avera b'shagig, and had he done the avera b'mezid, he would be chayiv karis. But since, as we're going to learn, ain't shevet mezid, there's never a situation that an entire shevet should be subject to karis. So says Rabbi Yehuda, since this can't be an avera, if it was an avera done by a shevet, that there should be a punishment of karis. Because as we learned, that we're going to learn, that an entire shevet cannot be chayiv karis. So if they can't have a karmach chattis, that's why the halacha is that they'll bring a parham dovish at zebra. The Torah, when it speaks about the parasha, a parham dovish at zebra says, v'noida chattis shechotala, v'kriva hakol par bebaka l'chattis. Tana bonan, yadu shahira. Ebezdin knows that they issued a wrong psak. However, what happened was, Klai Yisrael ate chalev, and they ate dam. And one of those averas was done because of Bezdin issuing a wrong psak, and one's because they just did an avera. V'tah maharu, and the Bezdin doesn't remember regarding which of these two averas was the psak of Bezdin. We would think that that would be still a situation of a parhelm dover shechatas. Talmud the pasuk says v'noida achatas shechat oleav. That means that the pasuk is teaching us only if they are able to identify what was the incorrect psak. V'lo yishivadu achoyten. It's just not enough that people know that they did an avera. They have to be able to identify what was the incorrect psak. In other words, there was a situation where they ate something wrong and they don't know what it was. However, points out the Minchas Chinuch, that when does this halacha apply? Says the Minchas Chinuch that this halacha applies if the two of, like we just explained, Klal Yisrael did two averis. They ate chalev and they ate dam, but they don't know which was the avera that they did because of Bezdin's incorrect psak. So therefore, as the Gemara just said, that will not be a situation that you bring two separate carbon, that you bring a parhelm dovish tzibur. But let's say the two averas were from the same family. They ate chalev and chalev. We just don't know which was the chalev, which of the two chalevs that they ate was the one that was the which was the one based on their incorrect psak. So says the Michas Chinuch, since both averis are from the same family, they're both averis of chalev, then this halacha, we know that the mistake was a mistake regarding chalev, then the halacha of our Gemara will not apply, and we will bring a parham dover tzibur. But then there's a machloikis rishonim. What does it mean that Bezdin doesn't know? What would be the halacha if Bezdin themselves don't remember what was the subject of the incorrect psak, but Klal Yisrael knows and they remind the Bezdin? What would be the halacha then? So Rashi explains that Bezdin don't have to know on their own. As long as we're able to clearly identify what was the mistake of Bezdin, even though it's not Bezdin on their own remembering, it would be enough. Rambam, and there would be a parhelm dover shetzibur. Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says that it has to be based on what Bezdin remembers on their own. And being reminded by Klal Yisrael would not be enough for a parhelm dover shetzibur. The pasuk continues saying, Ashechotu, says the Meshechotu shnei shvatim, if two shvatim did such an aver mevim shnei parim. They bring two pars. Chatu shloish mevim shloisha. I ain't a aimer. Or says the Gemara, maybe that's not what the pasuk means to teach us, but maybe the pasuk means to teach us. Chatu shnei yechidim mevim shnei parim. If two individuals did an avera under these circumstances, they deemed two parim davar shetzibur. Chatu shloisha. If three did an avera under these circumstances, mevim shloisha, that speaks to the individuals bringing a parim davar shetzibur. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says v'kriv hakol, to teach us hakol chayiv, that the chi of a carbon comes on the shevet and not on the individual. Kol v'kol chayiv keitzat. Chatu shnei shvatim, so if two shvatim did this avera, mevim shnei parim, they bring two parim davar shetzibur. Chatu shiva, mevim shiva. And if it's seven, they bring seven. V'sha shvatim shloi chatu, and all the other shvatim that did not do an avera, mevim shnei parim, v'sha shvatim shloi chatu, mevim aydeim par, all the other shvatim that still will have to bring a par. Even those shvatim who didn't actually do the avera, the halach is afilu elush loychatu mevirim aydei chaytim. They have to bring a carbon because of the ones that do. They have to bring a carbon because there are others that do have to be bring carbon. L'kach nemakol, and that's why the Torah says the word kol teaches us l'chay v'kol kol v'kol that every Shevet has to bring this param davish tzibar, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Mechas Chinuch, that if the tzibar already brought, if the yechidim brought a carbon chatas, because they realized they did an avera, and then afterwards they recognize that this is a situation for a param davish tzibar, says the Gemara, that the halacha says the Mechas Chinuch, that even though all the yechidim already brought a karma chatas, that will not absolve the shevet from still having to bring the another parhelm davish at Seber. Rav Shimon Omer, shivah shvatim shechatu, avin shviv parim, the seven shvatim that did an avera have to bring seven parim, or bezdim avin ayideim par, and bezdim has to bring another par, shenem alamata kol, venem alamala kol, the pasuk says v'kriva kol, and the pasuk begins with Nelam Dovah Meina Kol Ma Kol Ama Lamala. Just like when it says at the beginning with Nelam Dovah Meina Kol, it means Bezdan Ama Kol. It says because the pasuk also uses the word Meine, which clearly references the Sanhedrin. Af Kol Ama Lamata, regarding the bringing the carbon, to teach us that not just the kol has to bring a bezdan carbon, but even the bezdan. Bezdin imakol, they have to bring a carbon as well. And Ramei Oimer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, if seven Shvatim did Avera, Bezdin Mavim Aydei Par, the Bezdin brings the Par Halam Dovah Shetzibur, Fehein Pturim, and the people who did the Avera don't have to bring any carbon. Shenemar, because Nemar, the apostle says, Kalamata, when the Torah speaks about bringing the carbon. For Nemakalamala, when it speaks about the Avera. Ma Kala Amalamala, when the pasuk starts with the words, Venelam Dovamein Akol, it means Bezdin Veloy Letzibur, means the Bezdin and not the Tzibur. Af Kol Homalamata, when the Torah says, Vekriva Akol, as Par Bembokal Chatos, and speaking, says Rav Shimon, says Rameyer, the Torah is speaking to the Bezdin and not speaking to the Tzibur. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Eimer Mishmai, Shchatu Shish Shvatim Vein Rubi Shel Kol. If six Shvatim did this Avera and they represent most of Klai Yisrael, a Shiva or seven Shvatim Apish and Rubi Shel Kol, Mavim Par. According to Rameyer's opinion, the Tanakhama of Rameyer holds you have to have Roiv Shvatim and Roiv Tzibur. And here, Rav Shimon, and here we're learning that Rav Shimon Elazar says one condition is enough. So either you have Roiv Shvatim or you have Roiv Yisrael, that will be a case for Parah and Dovah Shetzibur. Amar, continues the Gemara, the Braisa said, V'noi da'achatis, V'loi shivadu achaitim. As a Mantana, What does this mean? This brisa is not consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanan, the Torah says, as the Gemara Masech Krisis Daf Yud Tes Amun Aleph teaches us, that somebody had in front of him two pieces, a piece of chaylev and a piece of noiser, and he ate one of them, but he doesn't know which one was the one that he ate, the chaylev or the noiser. So they both carry the same punishment of a carbon chattis. Rabbi Eliezer says that this person will have to bring a carbon chattis. Rabbi Yeshua says he will not. Mam Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer says manufshach. The reason he has to bring a carbon chattis is because we say manufshach. Im chaylev achal, if he ate chaylev, he's chayev a carbon chattis. If noisa achal, if he ate noisa, he's chayev chattis. Rabbi Yeshua there says to him, the pasuk says ashechotaba. And the pasuk Ashiyachotaba means to tell us that you have, in order to bring in Karma Chattis, you have to know exactly what your Avera was. So here too, according to Belezer, regarding the Param Dovish at Tzibur, if we don't know what the Avera was, Chelev or Dam, it shouldn't make a difference. For both of them, there's a Chiyah of Param Dovish at Tzibur. And the Brises as Vinoida Achattis, that we do need to know which Avera was done. So clearly, this Brisa cannot reflect the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. But Rav Ashi disagrees. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Tem Rebbe Eliezer. This Brisa can follow the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Shani Hacha, we can't bring a Raya from what is Dalocha by Karban Chatos to what is Dalocha by Param Dovish Tzibur. Shani Hacha, the Ksiv, the Torah uses the words by the par chattis, the ksiv ashechotu aleha. The par karmen chattis is only brought when they exactly know what was the avera that they did. So ask the Gemara, hasam nami, but by every karmen chattis, ask the Gemara, doesn't the Torah use the word ksiv ashechotu ba? So it's the similar wording. So if here halacha is you have to know what your avera was, shouldn't that be the halacha there as well? Answers the Gemara, Ahumi Baile, the Ashechotabob, which is mentioned by Karban Chattis, is here to teach us a different adin. It's to teach us the adin of Pratam Sasik. Somebody intended to do one thing, and he ended up doing something else. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos speaks often where somebody intended to take off the ground a vegetable which is detached, which is mutter on Shabbos. And he ended up taking up a vegetable that was attached to the ground, which is a chiyuv chattis. That pasuk says that since this individual is considered a misasik, he won't be chayiv karmen chattis. So that's why the Rebbe Eliezer cannot use that pasuk by karmen chattis to teach us that you have to know exactly which avera you did. And that's why by karmen chattis, even if you don't know which avera you did, you'll be chayiv. But by param davish at sibur, he will agree that you're not chayiv, bezin is not chayiv. There is no param davish at sibur if they don't know which avera they did. My time of Rabbi Yehuda, continues the Gemara. What does Rabbi Yehuda say that not only the Shave it at the Avera, but all the other Shvatim have to bring a Kaban. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk he holds, Arba Kaliksiv. In his analysis, understanding of the Pesukim, the Torah used the word Kol four times. Because the Pasuk says, Me'ene HaKol, and the Pasuk says, V'kriva Kol. As far as he is concerned, it's as if the Torah said the word kol four times. The Torah says me'ene kol, so kol is there once. And then the Torah says ha-kol, that's another time the Torah says the word kol. And again, the Torah uses the word v'kriva kol. So that's, the Torah could have said kol, that would have been three. The Torah says the word ha-kol, so now we have four. So we have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word kol four times. Want to teach us chad l'chay v'kol kol v'kol, every shevet has to bring, v'chad l'ayroa t'lui v'bezdin masat t'lui v'kol. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, that the psak was on Bezdin's psak, and the improper action was done by the people, chad l'hagreira, to teach us, as we've been learning Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that not only the shevet who did the avera has to bring the parah m'davar shetzibur, but all the other shvatim as well. V'chad l'shevet shas baros beis dinoi, the other halacha that we learned earlier, that if one shevet made the mistake based on its own bezdin, that still will be a case of parah m'davar shetzibur. Rav Shimon, who holds differently, Rav Shimon's opinion is that both Bezdin and the Kol bring the Parah M'davar Shetzibur. But the Shvatim, who didn't do the Avera, he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Greira. And according to him, they don't have to bring the Parah M'davar Shetzibur. How does he analyze the Pesukim? Says the Gemara, in his opinion, Tlosa Kol Iksivi. The way to learn the Pasuk is if the Torah only said the word Kol three times. Meina Kol, when the Torah says the word Meina Kol, it's considered one. Because the Kol, and the second time when the Pasuk says V'kriva Kol, is how Kol the Torah could have said Kol, so that's equal to two more. Says the Gemara, because according to Shimon, the first time when the Pasuk says Meina Kol, we don't learn anything extra from the extra hay. Because Urcha de Krahu, that's the way the Pasuk expresses itself. Ked Amri Inchi, as people express themselves, Me'ene de Palanya, this person's eyes. So that first hay is not superfluous. So we only have three. One is L'chayev Kol Kol V'Kol, that every Shevet has to bring its own parah m'davar shetzibur. V'trei Achrina, and then we have two more Kols, Nemel L'mata Kol V'nem L'mala Kol, Ma'al L'halem Bezden M'Kol, V'af Kam Bezden M'Kol. So besides that, the Shvatim have to bring, Bezden has to bring, and we don't have the halacha of Greira. For Rameyer that says that only the Bezden brings, and the Tzibur doesn't bring at all, where does he get his opinion from? He says the Gemara, Kol HaKol Loidarsh. He doesn't learn Kol HaKol. Hilkach. So the way to look at the Pesukim is the extra hay is not here to teach us anything. Says on Gemara, since the extra hay is not here to teach us anything, so it's as if the Torah only used the word kol twice. Mibayle teaches what the halacha that we just said, nem l'matakol v'nem l'malakol, ma l'halon bezdin v'leit tzibur. The psak was issued by Bezdin and not by the Tzibur. Afkan, the halacha is it's the Bezdin that brings the parah m'davar shetzibur and not anyone else. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Elazar, who said that you don't have to have two conditions, that it should be seven shvatim and roiv klai Yisrael. One condition, either the roiv or either there's seven shvatim is enough. My tamay, how does he get to that decision? Ksiv, the pasuk says by avodah zarah for him hayu me'enei eda nasa l'shkaga. Alma, the pasuk says meyuta, even if just a small group did the avera. The ksiv me'ena, just some. The ksiv, but on the other hand, the pasuk says kichala am b'shkaga. That means everybody had to have committed the avera. L'memra deruba in. Only if you have the roi, miut the loy. Hakeitzat, how do we reconcile these two psukim? Asa shvisha, if six shvatim did davera, and they are the roi of Klai Yisrael, v'hein ruba shakol, and they are the roi of Klai Yisrael, then they'll bring the carbon pound of a tzibur. If shiva, if seven shvatim did the avera, Alpish and Rubin Shekol, but you have seven Shvatim, then they'll bring the Parah M'davar Shetzibur as well, even though they don't represent Rav Klai Yisrael. Rav Shimon Rameya says the word the Rav Tlui B'Bezdin, or Masa Tlui B'Kol. We learned that Rabbi Yehuda had the word kol four times, and therefore one of the kols was available to teach us, as we've been learning, that Bezdin is the one that issued the incorrect psak, and that Tzibur acted on that incorrect psak. Says the Gemara, that concept, that halacha, the harah tlui bebezdin, umasa tlui bekol menolhu, amabai the amakra. Again, the pasuk that we just read by Avodah Zarah says, v'im v'hoyah me'enei eda nesasa l'shkaga. Nesasa is an interesting word. Nesasa means it caused other people to do the avera. What does that mean? The bezdin was the one that caused that people should do the avera. Rav Amma, Rav says the way we learned this halacha is because the pasuk says, l'chol om b'shkaga, that the bezdin and the kol both participate in the avera. What does it mean that the bezdin and the kol both participate in the avera? Bezdin is the one that issued the psak, and the kol is the one that carried it out. V'tzricha, and now says the Gemara, we need both of the mudim that were just taught by the Gemara. Dikas rachmana v'hoyim e'enei eden nesel l'shkaga. If we only had that pasuk, hava mina fil miyuta. Even a minority of Klai Yisrael did the avera. There's a dinner parahalm davish atzibah. L'hochik siv, l'chol am b'shkaga, that you have to have roiv. V'kos l'chol am b'shkaga, hava mina ad avdi bezdin b'hadi ruba. That only a bezdin participated in doing the avera, does the dinner parahalm davish atzibah apply. L'hochik siv, v'hoyim e'ne eden nes l'shkaga, the bezdin's participation is that they were the ones that caused that the avera should be done, through their incorrect psak, but not that they actually did the avera. Ask the Gemara for a kiksiv hanikra, the pasuk meni eda el chalaam, a psukim that are mentioned by Bezdin's incorrect psak by avodah kachavim udiksivi. When Bezdin issued an incorrect psak by avodah zara, which, as we started our shiur today, has its own unique halachas. How can we learn from there to the halach of Parahalm Dovish at Tzibur? And it says the Gemara, this is the Gzeri Shova of Yalpin and Me'ene Me'ene to connect the halach of Parahalm Dovish at Tzibur to the halach of a par that's a par Vesara of that's brought by Avodah Zarah. We learned that according to Yehuda, if one Shevet did something wrong based on its psak of its Bezdin, this Shevet brings a Parahalm Dovish at Tzibur, and all the other Shvatim don't have to bring anything. However, if seven Shvatim made a mistake, acted improperly based on Bezdin incorrect psak, all the other Shvatim will have to bring a Parahalm Dovish at Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, Hayra Bezdin Sha'ovah Kechavim, as the Gemara just repeats what we learned in the Mishnah. And now ask the Gemara, Bailu, Shevet Echel Reb Yehuda. If one Shevet according to Yehuda made a mistake, not based on its Bezdin's psak, but rather Baros Bezdin Agodl, based on an incorrect psak that came from the Sanhedrin. So certainly, that Shevet will have to bring a Parahalm Dovish at Tzibur. Because if its own Bezdin, the Bezdin of the Shevet, issued an incorrect psak, Rabbi Yehuda has been teaching us, you bring a Parahalm Dovish at Tzibur. Certainly, if that Shevet did what they did based on the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, they will bring a Parahalm Dovish at Tzibur. But now the question is, since this was done based on the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, what would Yehuda say in this situation regarding the other Shvatim? Mi Maisi Shar Shvatim Alai, will the other Shvatim bring a Parahalm Dovish at Tzibur or not? Mi Amrinan, Shiv Shvatim Hu Demaisi Shar Shvatim Badayu, only when seven Shvatim acted improperly does that create greira that all the other Shvatim should have to bring a Parahalm Dovish at Tzibur, because you have Ikaruba, you have most of the Shvatim. Aval Chat Shevet, if only one Shevet did the Avera. The Lekaruba, we don't have Rav Klai Yisrael. Loi, there's no din of greira. Adama Loishna, once one Shevet acted improperly based on the Psaka Bezdin, the Aloch of greira kicks in. Toshma, the Gemara, let's bring a raya from this brisa. Mayim Vivin, par echad. We bring one par. Shimon Omer, shnei parim. One is brought by the kol, and one is brought by the bezdin. Ask the Gemara, b'mayis skinin. What exactly is the case of this braisa? Ilim shechatu shiva. It was saying that shiva shvatim did an avera. Only one shpar is brought. That's not true. Rav Shimon has been teaching us that every shaver that did the avera has to bring a par, and Bezdan as well. So according to that, Rav Shimon should not say one. Tamnabai should have to bring eight. Ella, the Bryce is teaching us that speaking about the Chot Shevet Echad, only one Shevet did the Avera, B'mai. What's the talk? Now let's continue. One Shevet did the Avera, based on what? Iberos Bezdin, if it's because it's Bezdin gave the wrong psak, ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Lesley. Rav Shimon does not agree that when they made a mistake based on their own Bezdin, do they bring power on Davish Tzibur? It's only Rabbi Yehuda who says that. El Lav by Raz Bezdin Agadol. The Tanakama says you only bring one power. Mani, whose opinion is? Ename, if we're going to say it's Rameyer, Harubaboy, Rameyer says you only bring the power on Davish Tzibur by Bezdin. In most of Klai Yisrael, the Davera. El Lav, it must be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Allah is that. That Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that you bring only one par. That means if one shaver did something wrong based on the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, the other shvatim will not be held responsible. Amri says the Gemara, the raya is not a raya. Because Hachem Ha'iskinen, we're going to explain that this braisa is speaking about a case of Shechata Shish Shvatim Ve'Ruba Shekol. Six shvatim did the Avera, and they represent the majority of Klal Yisrael. And the opinion of this Tanna Kama is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishmoy Chotu Shishu Ve'Rabu Shekol. If six Shvatim did Davera, but they are the Roiv, or Shiva, or seven Shvatim did Davera, Apish Ein Rabu Shekol, but it's you have seven Mevi'im Par, and that's why you bring two Parim in this case. One by the people who did the Avera, and one that by Bezdin. And Rabbi Yehuda is not mentioned in this braisa. Toshma, but not a Gemara brings another braisa, where this braisa says explicitly, Rabbi Yehuda, I meant Shevet Shasu Baras Beis Divnei, if a Shevet made a mistake based on its own Bezdin, Oysa Shevet Chayiv, V'shar Kol HaShvatim Peturim, it doesn't have any bearing on all the other Shvatim. However, Baras Beis Din HaGadol, but if they made a mistake based on the Psak of Bezdin HaGadol, then the halacha is that afilu shar shvatim chayovim. Not only will it affect the shevet who did the avera, but everyone else as well. Shema mina, we clearly see Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Amar Ravashi, and Ravashi says, actually, masnisa namidaika. We could get to this conclusion by learning our Mishnah as well. The Ketani, the Mishnah said, osa shevet al pihem, osa shevet chayiv, V'shar kol shvatim p'turim. Ask the Gemara, Lomali l'mista, why Rabbi Yehuda have to say the word shar shvatim p'turim? Hatana, osu shevet chayiv. It said only that shevet is chayiv. And therefore comments the Gemara, kivin the tana osu shevet chayiv. Once the Mishnah says that shevet is chayiv, it's obvious and understood, memeli yodana the shar shvatim p'turim. What does it have to say? What does Rabbi Yehuda have to say in the Mishnah? The teacher's Halka Mashmalon, the Barayas Beis Dinoi, only if the Shevet acted improperly because its own Bezdin made the wrong psak. That's when the Halach is who the Shah Shvatim Peturim, the other Shvatim don't have to bring. Avol, Barayas Bezdin HaGadol, if one Shevet acted improperly based on the psak of the Sanhedrin, there the Halach will be the Fil Shah Shvatim Chayovim. Shema mina, it's very clear that that is dalocha. Continues the Gemara. Iboilu, Shevet Echad Sharos Baros Bezdin HaGadol. So once Shevet acted improperly, based on the Psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, whose opinion is that when one Shevet, when a Psak was issued improperly by the Bezdin of a certain Shevet, dalocha paral and dovash tzibah doesn't apply. What Reb Shimon say if one shevet did an avera, not based on its Bezdin's incorrect psak, but rather based on the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol? Mi maisi, will Reb Shimon agree that in such a case we bring a parallel Dov Shetzibur, or he will not agree? Toshma, says the Gemara. The Braisa says, Ma mivim parechad, Rishimaraima shnei parim. Says the Gemara, shnei parim. Why does the Mishnah say, what does the Braisa say? You bring two parim, shmana parim boy. According to him, every shevet, the seven shvatim, every shevet who did the Avera is going to have to bring a parham davish atzibur. And besides that, every shevet, the bezdin, el dechot shevet echad. If we're saying that there's only, if that's the, that the, that you only bring one, so you only bring two, what is the case? That the shevet did a mistake. If we're going to say that it's price is speaking, that it's bezdin issued a wrong psak, says the Gemara of Shimon Lesley. Shimon says that we don't look if it's only the bezdin of a specific shevet. And it must be that we're speaking about a case that Baraz bezdin gedel, and therefore we see that even though Rav Shimon says that when your own bezdin makes a mistake, there is no parham davish tzibur. If the mistake, however, was made by the bezdin agadol, then that shevet will bring parhal davish tzibur. Ask the Gemara Tisbara, is that a proper interpretation of the Braisa? If that's the case, Tanakama Mani, who is going to be the opinion of Tanakama? Ira Meyo Haruba Boy. He says you never bring the parhal davish tzibur unless you have most of the shvat and most of the klai soul. Ira Yuda, if it's a case that the Parham Dovish Tzibur is brought, he holds that everybody brings, not just the Sheva that did the Avera. How many? It must be that this price is following the opinion of Shimon ben Lozer, who could have Tanya, as we learned earlier, that if six Shvatim did the Avera, but they're the Roiv of Klai Yisrael, or seven Shvatim did the Avera, even though they're not the Roiv of Klai Yisrael. Rav Shimon ben Lozer's opinion, according to Ramei, is that Bezdin brings a param davish tzibur, because according to his understanding of a mayor, either if you have roiv kol or roiv shvatim, and now the Braisa says that the Tanakhama says you only bring one par, must be that Shimon agrees that if roiv of Klai Yisrael or roiv of the shvatim did an avera, the halacha is you bring one par for all the shvatim that did the avera, because you have here some element of Roif, but you don't have a Raya for him. Why will be a case that if the Shvat, the people who did the Avera, are the meat of the Shvat and the meat of the Kol, will there also be a Din of Param Dovish Tzibur? Toshma, V'cham Arma Lo'ilam Ein Chayv El Roiz Bezdin Agodl. Says on Macham, Ilaim Rameya, how could that be? Ruba Boy, you always need the Roif. El Lavitz Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon is teaching us that even one shevet that did the Avera, even though they're Meit HaKol, still Rav Shimon will agree that that shevet, albeit it doesn't affect the other shvatim, but that shevet will have to bring a Parham Davish Tzibur if the mistake was based on the incorrect psak of a Bezdin HaGadol. Shmamino, we have a very clear understanding what will be the halacha according to Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, so we've learned here that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agreed that one shevet is a kol. Rabbi Yehuda says it's applicable even if the erroneous psak was based on the psak of its bezdin. And Rabbi Shimon's opinion is it has to be the psak of a bezdin agadol. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, shevet echad deker kol menalu. What is the basis for them saying that even just one shevet has the status of a kol? Amri, the pasuk says that when the B'nai Moiv and the B'nai Amon came to do battle with Shevet Yehuda, Yeshayfet gathered all of Yehuda to the base of Migdash to be mispal. The Ksiv, the pasuk says, V'yamid Yehoshaphat b'kal Yehuda v'yishlayim b'chatzar achadosha. It says, kal Yehuda. So we see that one Shevet is already considered a kahal. Ask them a ma'a chadosha, what is it called new for? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, oysi yoyim chitshu dvarim, that day that they came up with a new halacha. Amru tful yoyim, somebody who just went to the mikveh and has not had hair of shemesh, ayikonis b'machna leviyah. We know that in Yushlaim there were three machnas. from Yerushalayim until the Har Habayis was Machne Yisrael. From the Har Habayis until Shaar Nikner, which is the place that divides between the Ezras Noshim to Ezras Yisrael, is the Machne Leviya. And the Machne Leviya. And further from the Ezras Yisrael is the Machne Shechina. So Yehoshaphat said that day he made a rule that increased the Kedusha, that even the Machne Leviya, somebody who was Tamei and just went to the mikveh, may not enter. Even though Midaraisa, somebody who's a Tful Yoim, may enter the Machne Leviya. Rishonim point out that his rule did not apply to all of the Machne Leviya. It only applied to the Ezras Noshim. So we see that this rule was said to Shevet Yehuda, and yet Shevet Yehuda alone, one shev is called a kohol. Maslav Rachav Yaakov. Why are we saying that? Memai Dilmashani Yerushalayim, when we speak about Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim had two shvatim, Binyamin and Yehuda. So now we only have a proof that one shev, the two shvatim are called a kohol, not just one shevet. Elamar Rachav Yaakov, the ksiv, the pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu is speaking to Yosef and telling him what Hashem had told him. And the pasuk says that Hashem had told Yaakov Avinu, V'yom elai hinin mafrecha v'bisicha nesaticha l'kal amim. Yaakov Avinu was saying that before you go further, we'll have kal godl yimimech. You're still going to have a kol. At that point, all the shvatim were already born. There was only one shevet who was not yet born. Man Esyadlehu Shata, who was left to be born? Binyamin. And yet the pasuk says that Binyamin, who is the subject of this pasuk, is called Kal Amin. Shmamina, that Hochkam Rechmana, Meshyadlecha Hashta, you're going to have a child that is going to be considered Kahal Amim, even though it's one Kalachrina, it's going to be, even though it's just one shevet. Amalei Rav Shvabel Rav Kahana, who says that that's the way to understand the pasuk? Dilma Hachi Kamalei Rechmana, maybe the way to understand the pasuk is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Yaakov, L'chim Asyaloi Binyamin, when Binyamin will be born, Hu Da'avishneim Asashvatim, the Miscarious Kol. At that point, Klal Yisrael will have the completion of all the shvatim, the 12 shvatim, and then they could attain the status of kol. And according to this understanding, it's not considered a kol until you have all 12 shvatim. Amle ela shneimas shvatim ikri kol. According to this, does that mean that only 12 shvatim are called a kol? Achet as shvatim leikri kol. Anything less is not a kol. That can't be. Because the pasuk that we began this piece of Gemara said, "Vishyamid Yeshafet Bekal Yehuda Vishlayim." So even if we'll say that it was not just Yehuda, it's Binyamin as well, it's still only two Shvatim that are called the Kohol. To say that you need to have all 12 Shvatim to be called the Kohol is certainly not a tenable position. And therefore, we go back to our original position that it's speaking that one Shevet, in that case being Shevet Yehuda, is considered already halachically a kol.